Home prices in the Phoenix area are gangbusters right now. In fact, the Phoenix Business Journal reports they're growing at the fastest rate in the nation. S&P CoreLogic's Case-Shiller indices showed Phoenix home prices rose a whopping 20% in March, topping the nation for nearly a year. Bidding wars, rising prices, waived appraisals, it's all making the home buying and selling experience here in the Valley feel like a wild ride. So let's turn now to someone who's going along for that ride. Lauren Shellhase is a realtor in Metro Phoenix who goes by the handle Sonoran Lauren. And her decades selling homes here, she says she's never seen anything like this.
No, nothing like this. When the bottom of the market fell out before, yes, there was a lot of activity, but it was different. What I'm seeing now is like the Wild West. I mean, people are waiving appraisals. I just sold one of my listings where the buyers covered the seller's closing costs. I mean, I've truly never seen anything like what's happening right now.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, this is bidding wars. This is houses off the market before they even hit Zillow. I mean, describe this for us.
Well, I've had a couple listings in the last month or two where we had multiple offers. And when I say multiple offers, I can mean up to a dozen in my case, but I have realtor friends who've said they've been in the 20 to 30 range. What I'm seeing a lot of is properties go on the market on a Friday, and then it will say in the listing, we plan on going over whatever we get sometime on Sunday or Monday. So you've got the weekend to put your best foot forward and get it together. Most properties are going for well above list price right now, and you being up against other offers is almost a certainty.
So, I mean, what are you telling clients? Like, how much are they having to go over list price, and are they willing to do it?
Well, that's the thing, is that if you want to be a buyer in this market, interest rates are still very good. And for being a major metropolitan area, Phoenix is still a very affordable place to live, relatively compared to a San Francisco or a Seattle or a New York. But from my early conversations, I will say, okay, well, you need to be emotionally and financially prepared for the market that you are entering into. Here's what that might look like for you. And some people bow out and say, you know what, this doesn't interest me, or this isn't the right time for me. And other people are ready to dive in head first. It just completely depends on, you know, really it's what their cash position is.
Yeah. One of the narratives we're hearing a lot about in the housing market right now is Californians coming here. People leaving California where prices are higher, coming to the desert. This has been a result of the pandemic, we hear. But are you seeing that? Are you seeing people coming into this market from there?
I haven't seen anybody come over from California. I know that it's happening, but I am personally under contract with two buyers from the Pacific Northwest right now in the Portland area more specifically. So I do know that that's happening. Things changed so much during the pandemic. For one, when I want to say that third weekend in March, when everything closed down, everybody just held their breath. I mean, so many properties fell out of escrow because people's jobs closed down and the lenders wouldn't give loans. And so I felt like everything came to a screeching halt for a little bit. And everybody kept predicting that the market would just tank, and the exact opposite happened. And so now with companies allowing people to work remotely, I do think that it makes a lot of sense for people to move to Phoenix en masse, just because our weather is beautiful. We're still fairly affordable, and you know, we still aren't totally out of the woods with the pandemic yet, and people still aren't totally sure where they want to be long term.
So let me ask you about that. Like, this has been happening in the midst of a pandemic, right, where we expected a slowdown. And like you said, the exact opposite has happened. How have you navigated that new frontier? Were you anticipating, I guess, a year ago or a year and a half ago, having to rethink your own career?
Absolutely not. And absolutely yes. On the one hand, I thought, oh, wow, it may just work out that I have a really slow year. I mean, everything is just grinding to a halt. And then I did more business last year. I basically doubled my production last year on a year that didn't really get started in earnest until April. So in the beginning of the year, I was thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And by the end of the year, I had hired an assistant. I mean, I was just spinning. I pride myself on giving exemplary customer service. And it's very, very hard to do when you have 9 houses under contract all at the same time and it's just you. So me hiring help for someone to do admin work helped me considerably.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to ask you about that. Like, are you just exhausted? What are you hearing from realtor friends of yours? Is this just a moment in which people are saying, great, we're making money and it's a great business to be in, but also like, wow.
Well, I have to tell you that every buyer's agent that I know is exhausted. They are burning the candle at both ends because you could show 10 properties in a weekend and possibly even write on a few of those, write offers on a few of those, and you get beat out only to do it again the following weekend and the following weekend and the following weekend. And then on the flip side of that, listing agents, you know, if you put a house on the market and you get 75 phone calls every day for the first 3 days that it's on the market and, you know, in some cases, dozens of offers. Truly, every agent that I know is just exhausted, truly.
So let me ask you then, I mean, where does this end? Are you anticipating this to level out? Are you anticipating prices to level out as we get a little bit more supply? Or is this at this point going to be a more and more expensive, more LA-like housing market for the long term?
Well, no market can stay like this forever. Actually, I'm already just in the last week or so seeing more houses come on the market. And so I would be willing to bet that the summer might even slow down in relation to the spring. And of course, that's like saying, you know, rather than something costing $1 million, it costs $900,000, but still, it can't stay that way forever. But I'm really hopeful that it's more of a leveling off than it is a decline.
Yeah. All right. That is Lauren Shell-Hayes, aka Sonoran Lauren, a realtor for HomeSmart, joining us to talk about this crazy housing market we're experiencing in the Valley right now. Lauren, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was great.
So can a market stay like this forever? Our next guest has been reporting on exactly that question. Catherine Rager covers real estate for the Arizona Republic, and she joins us now to talk more about this. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Great. Thank you. So, okay, we just heard from one realtor here who says she might be starting to see things even out a little bit, might be more houses on the market. What are you hearing?
Yeah, definitely seeing that. Just really, like I think Lauren said in the past week, and we're seeing in the last 30 days, where more supply coming on, more homes for sale, which is helping buyers, but also some buyers kind of giving up because they're frustrated and sales fell a little bit.
You wrote about cancellations. Is that part of this?
It is part of it. And they're really hard to track right now because when a buyer pulls out or a seller pulls out because they can't find another house to buy, there are so many backup offers in that case where that doesn't show as a cancellation. But one agent I talked to, Krista Lawcock, says she's seen cancellations up 25 to 30%, and that is impacting the market.
Yeah, yeah. So we just heard from a realtor, but you talked to some buyers in your most recent piece on all of this who are just frustrated. Like, this is difficult, it sounds like. Yes. What do they have to say?
Yes. And don't you hear this from like friends, family? Yes. I mean, I just, the anecdotes and the millennials and Z generation that I work with and how they feel like they're never going to be able to afford a home. And, you know, they come in with 20% down, still outbid. And, you know, sometimes, like we're talking about this, 25 offers, you don't know. So lots of frustration. And yes, and I'm hearing also in some cases where buyers are paying sellers closing costs. And not as much now, but earlier this year, a lot of buyers were buying sight unseen. They could see the video, but they weren't walking into the house. They weren't actually physically there. And then those deals were falling through because once they got there, they did an inspection, but it was like this frenzy. I've got to get this house where I can. And that's a really tough place to be for a buyer.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is all supply and demand, right? Not enough houses on the market. Lots of people coming here want to buy houses. How much of this is about building new houses? Are developers being able to do that any faster these days?
Yes, new houses would help a lot, wouldn't it? We are at about a pace of 25,000, which seems very healthy. But during the boom of 2005, we had 60,000, and that was too much then. But now we're builders are seeing labor shortages, lumber prices climb. And in many cases, they are home buyers who want to go into new communities are going on waiting lists. And there may be 50 people on that waiting list. And builders have had to slow down. So that's not helping with the supply right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How do low interest rates play into all of this?
Boy, low interest rates, yes. And we ticked up above 3% for a month or two. And now we're back under 3%. I think it's like 2.98 this week. And that makes, you know, these higher prices more affordable. But we know if inflation comes, interest rates can't stay that low forever. And it's helped. But what's also interesting is right now, a lot of buyers are paying cash. And those just aren't investors. They're buyers. And they're either getting it from, you know, family, friends, or they've saved up, or as we talked about earlier, California, or they've sold in other pricier markets on the East or West Coast, and they can come in and put $400,000, $500,000 cash down.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so final question for you here. If we see a leveling out, some more supply hitting the market, does this mean that prices are going to stop going up? Does this mean they'll just stop going up at this rate? What's the forecast?
The forecast is, and it's not going to happen anytime soon, it's still very much a seller's market. But if we see supply inch up, the price increases will slow down, level off. But, you know, there are those buyers. And I think in the story wrote the Google search for when will the housing market crash, like climbed more than 2,000% in March and April because buyers wanted to know. But no one's predicting a crash. We don't have a market like we had during the boom. We don't have the bad loans. We don't have overbuilding. We don't have speculators. You know, 80% of the homes are being purchased by people who plan to live in them. So can hold on for a crash, but I'm hearing a flattening out maybe next year.
All right, a flattening out. All right.
Yes.
That's Catherine Rager, covers real estate for the Arizona Republic, joining us. Catherine, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.